I don't know whether or not you abuse your children.
Credible allegations from a concerned roommate.
During the summer when I was living there, I recorded her abusing her children, and I turned them into child protection.
Why did you wait from August until October?
Or was he ultimately thinking of himself?
You chose to remain silent to keep a roof over your head. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
That doesn't make you a very nice person.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Robert Quast is suing his ex-roommate, Jennifer Urrutia, for the return of his property and for slashing his tires.
Order. All rise.
This case number 257 on the calendar, the matter of Quast versus Urrutia.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Quast, how do you know the defendant?
I know the defendant from the homeless shelter in Bemidji, where I used to stay.
What was she doing?
She was at the homeless shelter also.
When was that?
Back in August of last year.
How long had you been at the shelter?
I was there for almost 6 months.
And how long were you there?
I was at the shelter only a couple of weeks. Actually, I had gotten there in the middle of September.
When did you move out of the shelter?
December. I moved out of the shelter and moved to a family shelter that was more adequate for my children in October.
In September, when you moved into the shelter, did you have your children with you?
Yes, I did.
Had your children been in foster care?
Yes, they have.
From when to when?
They took my children from me September 17th, 2015. I got them back
September 2015?
Yep.
And when were they returned?
September 2016.
So they were in foster care for a year?
Yes.
When you got the children back, then you moved into a family shelter?
Yes.
In October. And how long were you in the family shelter?
Until December.
And then where did you go?
I got a place of residence.
How?
I got a subsidized voucher through the county that I am in and qualified to move into a home with my children.
Who pays the rent?
I pay a portion and then the state pays a portion.
From what source of income do you pay?
Oh, I get Social Security disability.
What's the nature of your disability?
I have mental health issues as well as physical issues. And then my son also gets disability as well.
So you don't work?
No.
And how many children do you have?
I have three.
How old are they?
11, 8, and 11 months.
Is it your 8-year-old who has disability?
Yes, it is.
Who is this gentleman?
This is my boyfriend of 8 years.
Is he the father of the 11-month-old?
Yes, he is.
Was he living with you in the shelter?
Yes, he was.
Does he work?
Yes, he does.
What kind of work does he do?
He works with windows in Bemidji.
You moved into the basement of her house?
No.
I got
a room from her.
Starting when?
In March of this year.
Had you been in the shelter until that time?
No, I was working. I'm an ice guide up on Red Lake in Minnesota. And I got off work and moved in with the plaintiff. And I put all my...
Just a second. She has a boyfriend?
Yes.
How did you contact her about renting a room?
Before I went to work last year, I left my stuff at my pickup because my pickup wouldn't start going into work. So when
Before
I was going...
you went to work
yes.
last year?
Yes.
Month and year?
December of 2016.
December of 2016,
yes.
Your truck wouldn't start.
Yes.
So you left your stuff in your truck.
Yes.
Your stuff meaning your clothes and everything that you had.
For
your
work.
Belongings.
Yes.
And where did you leave the truck?
At her residence.
Why?
Because it wouldn't start. The day I had to go to work, my boss wanted me there that day.
Just a minute. Well, did you ask her if you could leave your truck
yes.
there? And she said, okay.
Yes.
And then what happened?
I went to work last season. I got done working. Then I moved back then to Bemidji into her residence.
So you asked her to rent a room?
Or
yes. To rent a room. Now, this lady doesn't do anything for nothing. So how much did she charge you to rent a room?
$3,000.
Did you give her the $3,000?
Yes, I did.
In cash?
Yes, I did.
Show me where you got it from.
I don't have any proof that I gave her the money.
When you came back to her residence, was your truck still not running?
Yes, it was not running.
Did you get it to run?
Yes, I did.
How did you get back to her residence?
My boss gave me a ride back to her residence.
At some point, you left her residence?
Yes.
Where was your truck?
I drove it away.
When did you drive it away?
In August, when I moved out.
So you lived there from March to
yes.
August?
Yes.
And why did you leave in August? Now your truck is running.
Because she told me she wanted me to vacate her home.
Great. And you left?
Yes.
What items, Mr. Quast, do you allege that the defendant has that belongs to you?
She doesn't have them anymore.
Great. So you have them back?
Yes, I do.
Terrific. So that we're not talking about any property. We're talking about now slashed tires.
Okay.
She gave up property back to you, then I don't have to deal with it. Now we're talking about slashed tires. When did she slash your tires?
She did not give my property back, though.
Well, where's your property?
She threw it away.
Oh. What property did she throw away?
All this property I have here.
As far as I'm concerned, you should have taken anything that you wanted. You had a truck. I would have if I got the truck running. She didn't call the police and they were chasing you, were they? Chasing you?
No.
So anything you left behind is junk. You move out in August. You take your stuff with you. Why didn't you?
Because I couldn't fit it all. I couldn't bring it to where I knew my new residence.
Oh, well, that's your problem. That would be your problem.
Yes, it is.
So now we're down to slash tires. Mm-hmm. When did she slash your tires?
The day after I turned her in the child protection.
When was that?
That was on probably October 1st, around the 1st of October.
Okay, so you move out in August.
Yes.
Do you have any contact with her between August and October? She doesn't call you.
No.
So what happened on October 1st that caused you to turn her into Child Protective Services?
Because during the summer when I was living there, I had audio recordings that I recorded her abusing her children, and I turned them into Child Protection, and...
Why did you wait from August until October?
Because she's not a very nice person, Your Honor.
Well, what made her nicer? In August and September, and not nice in October if you had no contact with her.
Because if I would have turned with the child protection before that, she would have asked me to be out earlier, I wouldn't have got my stuff back.
You just told me she didn't give you your stuff.
But I wouldn't have got them back either if she would have known about the child protection.
So what you're telling me is, let me just understand this, that she was abusing her children,
yes.
Children who had already been removed from her custody.
No, they were in her custody.
No, they had already once been removed from her custody by the state from 2015 to 2016. And if what you're telling me is true, she was abusing her children while you were living there.
Yes.
And you chose to remain silent to keep a roof over your head.
Yes.
And then you chose to remain silent because you figured maybe she'd give you back some of the other stuff that you left there if you didn't say anything. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
That doesn't make you a very nice person, right?
Right.
You let little children, according to you, be abused. Now, what kind of tapes did you turn over to Child Protective Services?
Audio tapes.
Do you have copies of them?
No, I do not. They are not.
Did you try to get copies of them?
Yes, I did.
What efforts did you make?
I went to the child protection. I said I needed tapes back, and they said I have to go to the county attorney's office, and they would not, probably they wouldn't give them to me.
Now, so that was on October 1st. On what date did Child Protective Services come to visit your residence?
On approximately August 22nd.
August 22nd?
Yes.
He says he didn't turn you in until October 1st.
He's wrong.
Maybe. August 22nd they came to see you.
Yes.
And on what date were your tires slashed?
I got them backwards, Your Honor. My tires were slashed on, the police report is October 4th.
Do you have a letter from Child Protective Services?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it. What was the reason your children were removed from your house in September of 2015?
I was a heroin addict, and I'd been on heroin for 3 years.
May I see that, please? I don't want to see this letter. This is a nice letter that somebody is writing, some social worker is writing about you, that
That's
you've been cooperative.
I
don't care.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What?
The counter suit's also for non-payment of rent.
Forget it.
He never paid us anything.
Forget it.
He just freely...
You don't pay any rent. Bird and I pay her rent. Do you understand that?
And later today.
On what date did you purchase the car?
It was like, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks before or something like that, because I didn't have the pink slip.
Listen, they don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Robert Quast says ex-roommate Jennifer Urrutia owes for slashing his tires and withholding his ice fishing equipment. Jennifer is countersuing for a false CPS report and rent.
Now, I want to see the letter opening up the case and closing up the case that they had in August.
I was never given a letter from the county.
Okay, you could return this to her. It's of no value to me. So your 11-month-old born clean or not?
Clean.
You want to tell me on what date your tires were slashed, sir? Let's make sure we get the date right.
Can I have her read this for me? I don't have any readers on me.
Yes, of course.
Can you see what the date's on there?
9/20, 2017.
The report was made on August 20th, or September 20th.
May I see that, please, Berg? Sir, you have no case against her. So you can sit down. For slashing your tires. I'm reading the report that you made. On September 20th, the police officer met with Mr. Quas. He reported that 2 weeks ago, his rear tires were slashed on his truck. Quas said he used to live with the defendant, but moved out about a month ago. He said while he was there, he documented how the defendant treated her children. He made a complaint to Child Protective Services. He said the defendant found out that he made the complaint and paid to slash his tires. He said he heard the rumor that Kangas slashed his tires. Kangas has been in custody in jail since September 4th, where this officer went to see her on clearly an unrelated matter. So you have no direct proof that she slashed your tires. And you lied about it in your complaint. You said when Jennifer found out that I reported her to CPS, she came to where I was staying to confront me. She cussed me out, and as she was leaving, she slashed two of my tires. That's not the story you told the police.
I thought she slashed them on her when she left.
Okay. Now, you have a counterclaim for filing a false CPS report.
As well as false police reports.
I don't know whether or not you abuse your children, verbally or physically. How do I know that? I know that according to the letter that you showed me that I'm completely disregarding, you started working again with the county.
I voluntarily started working with the county April 6th because my son has mental disabilities and we needed to put him in permanency placement for his mental health issues because he was not thriving at home. In order for that to happen, the county has to be involved to foot portion of the bill. That's why the voluntary case is open. As of right now, I remain full custody of all three of my children. And I'm still working with the county just in case my son needs them extra services. I can get the respite care that I need.
Where is the respite care that you need? Which means if he has to stay home, you'll get additional help.
No.
What does respite care?
Oh, respite care is where he leaves the home for the night and then comes back the next day. Because I need a break and he needs a break. Because there is times that he does get a little out of hand to the point where he goes off the wall.
What?
The counter sued also for non-payment of rent.
Forget it.
He never paid us any rent.
Forget it.
He just lived there He just freely.
You don't pay any rent. Bird and I pay her rent. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Great. That's what she just told me. You don't work outside the home, do you?
I do not.
Okay. We're done here. Goodbye. Have a pleasant trip back.
Pfizer, excuse me. Step out.
I'm okay with it.
I'm fine with it.
She was abusing her children.
There are allegations, no proof.
I thought it would get better.
Bob's a vindictive person.
I have no hard feelings.
He's not on my mind, and I don't worry about him.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Contreras versus Wyrick Alexander. Step forward.
Letitia Contreras is suing family friend Edward Wyrick Sr. and his fiancée, Lorena Alexander, for the value of a car she sold them.
Ms. Contreras, you sold an old car, 17-year-old car, to the defendants. According to you, and actually according to them, they paid most of the car. There is some discrepancy on how much the balance is. There's some discrepancy as to what the original purchase price was. You had wanted the balance of the car, and then you said since they didn't pay the balance of the car, now what you want is you want a lot more money, what the Blue Book value of the car is. Well, that's...
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I know that there's nothing wrong with your hearing. I know that what you're trying to do is figure out where I'm going. Try to figure out where I'm going. Everybody hears me. The people in the back in the gallery hear me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Letitia Contreras says family friend Edward Wyrick Sr. and fiancée Lorena Alexander stopped paying on a car she sold them. The defendants have a countersuit for the return of payments made and repair costs.
Now, first thing I want to know is where is the car?
They have it.
So you have the car?
No, ma'am.
Do you know where the car is?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Do you have the car?
No, I do not, ma'am.
Okay, great. Well, in whose name is the car titled?
Mine.
Oh, great. May I see the title?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I have a feeling I'm not going to care where the car is.
They were just in the car.
Shh.
Sorry.
Okay. And you were supposed to sign this over to them when they made their final payment.
Yes, ma'am.
Now I'd like to see. You say the original purchase price was how much?
$1,700.
And you say the original purchase price was?
$1,500.
How much did you pay her for the car in total so far?
$1,400.
So according to you, you owe her $100.
Correct.
And he paid you $1,400.
Yes,
correct?
Ma'am.
And so, according to you, they owe you $300.
Yes, ma'am.
Now I'd like to see the bill of sale.
You never gave us one.
You sold the car to them on what day?
On what day? 6/20.
Just a 6/29. Second. Before we even go into that, since you don't have the car, and I believe that you don't have the car, and I believe that they either had the car, have the car, know who has the car, whatever, I'd like you to have her... because she's going to be made, in my judgment, whole. I'd like you to have her sign over the title to the car. So, and then give it back to me.
Okay.
And then I have more questions for you to determine how much money I'm going to give you.
Okay.
Either 100 or 300. So sign the title, then
okay.
I have questions. Sign.
Where's the car?
It doesn't make any difference. You've already received...
They traded it in.
Listen to me. You've already received $1,400 for the car. I'm just determining how much
okay.
in addition
Where
you're going
do I
to
sign
get.
It on the front or Bird? The back? Hold on.
Wanna, you can help her.
Oh, sorry.
Great. Now, on what date did you sell them the car?
On 6/29/2017.
And you got so far from them $1,400.
Yes, ma'am.
On what date did you purchase the car?
It was like maybe 2 weeks, maybe.
Wait, don't you...
I don't know, maybe 2 weeks before or something like that, because I didn't have the pink slip.
Listen. They don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous.
I'm gorgeous also.
I said, well, I didn't say I was gorgeous. I said, they don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous. Now, on what date did you purchase the car?
6/13/2017.
And who did you purchase the car from?
An auction.
Okay, so you bought it at auction?
Yes.
2 weeks before. And how much did you pay for it at auction?
I think it was about $900, I believe. It wasn't no more than $900, because I had to pay a $100 paperwork fee. Then I had to pay $418 for
me.
The tags.
You have a very, very good memory of what you sold them the car for. I know that there's nothing wrong with your hearing. I know that what you're trying to do is figure out where I'm going.
No,
don't
no,
try
I can,
to figure
I'm
out,
to hear what you're
don't
saying.
Try to figure out where I'm going. Everybody hears me. The people in the back in the gallery hear me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you have a very good memory of exactly what you sold them the car for on June 29th. I want to know how much you paid for the car on June 13th of the same year.
June
13th. Not 800 or 900
no,
or maybe it was
June
not more than.
6/13, I got the car registered in my name, which I paid $481 to get tags on the vehicle. But I had the car a couple of days before that because I had to get it registered because I couldn't have it on the streets.
Would you tell me how much you paid for
in
the
total,
car?
With everything?
No. How much you paid?
About $875, somewhere around there.
Well, then you made a good profit. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $100. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He knew his dog had bit mine.
We refused to pay the vet bills. You stopped paying rent.
I was told by the Board of Health to not pay any more rent.
If your house was dangerous, you should have moved with your chihuahua.
Judge Judy.
I just tried to help him out, but you know what? You can't help people out.
You can't
take advantage of people and then think they're going to just lay down and accept it.
They still driving the car.
Somebody stole the license plates off of the car, and then a couple of days later, the car came up missing.
That's cool. I get my blessings at the end of the day. I help them.
It's over as far as I'm concerned.